The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans. Come on the Robins.
We all follow the Robins wherever they may go.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening to in the world, the Unofficial Robins Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm James Captain Birdseye, and I'm going to be joined by Steve the Gaffer Witty and Paul Pomeroy as we chat about the news of the gaffer Bobby Wilkerson leaving Bracknell Town. Hello, Steve, and thank you so much for joining us. I'm hoping, dear Mr. Pomeroy, is going to be joining us as well, if he can get connected. It's all about the technology, isn't it?
Oh, I'm a master of the technology, James, you know me.
Okay. Well, indeed, absolutely. Well, it's going to be a bit of a different podcast today, isn't it? Although we may go and talk potentially about the game, the FA Cup against Chesham, and the replay is going to be on Tuesday, isn't it? Tuesday night. So yes, depending on when this podcast comes out, whether we've had that yet or not, but got to talk about there is some bigger news in the world of Bracknell Town, isn't there?
Yes, absolutely, and what a surprise! I would like to talk about, if I'm honest, the Chesham game this week or on Friday night, if possible. James, we'll meet it to today because I think, to be fair, you know, a massive shock for us all that Bobby moved on, but I think Friday night, I think we showed that, you know, there's life after Bobby, and I think we absolutely should be focusing on moving forward, and I think the spirit showed by the team. And to be fair, everyone who was there really was a credit to us.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, if we want to, we can start on that if you want while we wait for Paul to join us. We played in the FA Cup. Was it the second yes. qualifying round or third? I can't remember.
Yeah, second qualifying round. I think all of us were quite a little bit apprehensive going into the game. We've got to remember that Chesham, despite the fact I would say we probably had more chances against them about a month earlier, and they beat us resoundingly 3-0 the last time we met them. So it was always going to be a really tough game to play. Under the lights, Bobby moved on as well. So we was all a little bit, I suppose, nervous going into kickoff.
Yes, absolutely.
But I think we came out well, didn't we? We came out well, and I think we played really well.
We did. I wasn't there right for the start, unfortunately, including the national anthem to the King that was sung by the announcer. And unfortunately, he got that a bit wrong. If you want to go and see that, it's all over Twitter. So I wasn't there for that. But it was a very good performance, I thought, by Bracknell Town. I think we did well, but my word, they were a very, very difficult opposition, weren't they?
Yeah, look, first half, when we got to 0-0 at first half, but Bracknell pretty much dominated, I would say, the majority of play. Only really, though, created the one clear chance, and Adam Richards' header against the post. But you could see, you know, yeah, exactly what you say. Chesham are a very physically strong side, you know, some really big units in their side. But first half, really pleased, and came out second half just as well. Max Herbert, who was literally, I don't know where he got it from. He was running 100 miles an hour for 98 minutes. He just did not stop.
I really felt that Max, for me, I've not seen that in Max for a long time.
No, I agree.
I thought he really came out in a
very, very passionate way, very, as you say, just ran. And really seemed to go for it. Some excellent joined up play with him, and it was great to see him back on absolute top form, I thought.
No, absolutely. And when Max is playing like that, you know, he's a creative player, but when he's got energy in his game as well, I think he's one of the first names on the team sheet. But I understand that he's had a bit of an injury for a period of time.
Mm.
But Friday night was probably the first time I've seen him where genuinely he looked fully fit. And alongside him in midfield, I've got to say, George Knight, what a game.
And obviously, you know, we talk about right
towards, well, it was him that was brought down for the penalty, James. So of course, it was him that was brought down for the penalty, that ultimately got us 1-0 up. Jordan Esprit stepped up, and of course with Seb managing the side rather than playing due to injury. Of course, he slotted it away coolly. 1-0 up, playing well. I've got to say, it all looked pretty comfortable at that stage.
It did. And, you know, I was thinking, okay, this could be, you know, straight into the next round.
Yeah. It all changed, though, when they brought on, I don't know the name of the guy, but it was the same striker that scored two goals against us in that 3-0 win.
Mm.
He came on. And I've got to say they look slightly sharper when he come on. He scored a penalty and of course scored their goal as well. And of course before we knew it, we were 2-1 down. And looking like we were huffing and puffing a little bit.
We were, and that was very frustrating when we were then to the point of being 2-1 down. And it was very much right. Okay, well, that's all over then, really. Heading very fast towards 90 minutes and then injury time. And I didn't feel really that. And there was one chance around about the 90 minutes, which was close. But after that, it was like, okay, well, we're out of the FA Cup until
George Knight. And it was funny, actually, because George Knight coming off the pitch, we were sort of laughing and said, where's that come from, you know? Mm. And he screamed for the ball at the edge of the box, said, it's mine, ran onto it and went past one player, dropped his shoulder, went past the next player and then smashed it in the top corner. 2-2, we're all going delirious. And, of course, we asked George where it comes from. He says, well, Bobby never let me do that before. But what a finish. And it absolutely sealed his performance. But I'll say team's performance. That must have been really difficult for the guys.
Yes.
You know, Friday night, FA Cup. I understand that there's two coaches who stepped in from the academy alongside Seb, who have taken the team this week.
I saw Mark Scott, dear Mark Scott. I think
Mark came along for a bit of training. So he was training with a squad for this week. And
wonderful.
He was helping his goalkeeping coach. But I understand now he's joined Basingstoke.
He has joined Basingstoke, and absolute best of luck to Mark. He's very much will always be a Robin, and I think one day he's got quite a career potentially in football management or in goalkeeping coaching. He's an absolutely fantastic chap, and it was a really lovely treat to see him. It really was.
No, it was. He was. He was a great keeper for us, for our team. Always a shame to lose him. And you're right. He's a presence. He's an absolute presence. He's got a character about him. I wish him the best for Basingstoke. Shame it is Basingstoke, but wish him all the best. and genuinely, you know, I hope our paths cross again in the future. Genuinely.
Yeah, sure they will. I'm sure they will with him, absolutely.
So 2-2, final score. I think we would have taken that at the start of the game. Don't think we would have taken it on 50 minutes after we won the penalty, but definitely would have taken it after 97 minutes when we were 2-1 down, and a good battling performance. And I think that the celebrations at the end may have seemed a little bit over the top.
Mm.
But I think it was as much to do with relief as getting a draw. You know, we I think it was a big surprise to everyone across the squad. Not just that Bobby left, but of course he's taken his whole coaching team with him. That was quite a surprise. But it means that we get a nice bit of Tuesday night football. Looking forward to that.
It does. It does. Yes.
Back down at Sandhurst. So let's hope we can do a repeat of it and hope that this time our dominance of large parts of the game can be met with a few more goals.
And I'm sure that it will be the case. And I felt that when we drew and we got the replay. I mean, yes, that goal was utterly sensational by George Knight. I mean, it really was. And for me, it felt like a win, actually.
I agree.
Because when you're in that position where things do change and have all change at the club, of course, for fans, it is a bit nerve-wracking. What's going to happen? Who's going to come to the club? All of these thoughts. But I guess what we've got to think about is it might be nerve-wracking for us as fans, but for the players, it must be so difficult if you've been playing for your gaffer for, you know, a year and promotion, all of the relationship that they've had with him twice a week, you know, and probably in between and such like. And I just think they behaved incredibly. I think their attitude, I was expecting a bit of maybe down in the dumps, and I wouldn't have blamed them. I'll be honest, I wouldn't have blamed them at all. But they came out there and just had such a positive attitude. And you could see that on the pitch, and absolutely wonderful to see that, really.
And you know, team spirit, you know, it's something that you can see amongst our players. You know, these aren't just players in a squad, okay? Genuinely, I think they've got some really good mates and some really good friends there. And hopefully they feel they've got some really good fans behind them and some loyal fans. And I think what you saw was a team spirit. Okay? And by the way, there's some really, whoever's going to inherit this squad, okay, I genuinely think they're going to inherit some talent.
Yes.
You know, I really do. You know, I'm sure whoever it comes in will probably want to do things their way a little bit, because they do. But with that sort of, if that squad can stay together and them, I'll call them mates, can stay together, okay, because they do play for each other as well. You can see it. Genuinely, I think despite the fact Bobby's gone, I don't think the season's over.
No, and it is one person, and obviously he's done an incredible job, and you know, I guess we'll move on to that now, and not just the legacy that he's had at the club, but maybe our feelings and emotions when we heard the news. I mean, how did you feel, Steve, when you heard the news that Bobby had resigned from the club and the statement was verbally resigned and it been accepted, I believe?
I'm going to be honest, James, and say I was disappointed, a little bit angry. You know, 7 games into a new league season, for any club to have their manager and their coaching team ripped out, bearing in mind that, you know, 9 new players brought in the summer to make a squad of 25, brought in by the manager to form their squad, you know, that clearly, you know, if he was going to go, I would have absolutely preferred he went pre-season. You know, no disrespect, I've got a lot of time for Bobby and what he achieved, not just last season, but genuinely in terms of holding that squad together across COVID. The man across COVID was a professional. He was a gentleman. He was, you know, he was phoning around the fans to check.
He was indeed in
the middle of COVID, and that was just, you know, don't underestimate, you know, what that takes for a man to do. And I was so impressed with him, and I'm delighted by everything he achieved for us. I, of course, would have liked the circumstance of his departure to have been different. And the timing, 7-8 games into the season, there ain't going to be many managers out there. Yeah. So, you know, and they're going to take on a club that has got a talented squad, but with 25 players has got a full squad. I would think a full budget as well, based on 25 players.
Yes, indeed. And that I would presume. I mean, I don't have any experience in the finance side or anything like that, but I presume that creates its own challenges. And they will have to, I'm sure, be those considerations by whoever is the new coach and coaching team, in terms of that squad, I guess, because, you know, it is quite a large squad.
Yeah, it's bigger than I think the average. I'm sort of usually used to at this level, sort of 18, 19, 20 players. Keeping sort of 25 players happy. And we've spoke about it previously in terms of even the challenge in terms of goalkeepers. You know, that's been a massive challenge and quite a contentious point over this last sort of 3 or 4 weeks. But that's right the way through every position in the squad. It's nice to have cover. But it does feel quite a big squad to keep everyone happy, and not a surprise. But with it, whoever comes in is going to be inheriting some really good players and a great team spirit. And hopefully they will be able to build on that rather than break that.
Yes, absolutely. And I think as fans, it's going to be really important that we welcome and support whoever the new coach is. You know, I very much we obviously don't know any details in terms of anyone that supplied.
I'm hoping Kane won't get too upset with me, because I did have a little bit of a chat with him during the game on Friday, and I think he said he was, you know, in terms of the sheer level of interest, he was blown away by the number of applicants.
That's great.
I think he's shortlisted. But I think from where I understand he was at, he was sort of just taking a little bit of time to consider. I think he's got, you know, some great experience who are in that shortlist, some from a higher level. I think he's got some previously professional players in there. But I think he's shortlisted down. And I think what he's doing is he's just taking a bit of time, and quite rightly.
Yes, exactly. Because at the end of the day, our club is going to have quite unique circumstances in terms of what our aims and objectives are. Obviously, there's the finances. There's all of these factors. And I really just wish everyone making those decisions within the club a lot of good luck and a lot of success in that, because that's a difficult decisions to make. It really is. But whoever is decided, you know, they deserve to get our absolute support, and I'm sure they will.
And they will. They'll get 150% of our support, as any Bracknell manager, and hopefully and every Bracknell player will, and hopefully they feel that as well.
Yeah,
we're not fickle fans. We've been with the club through really dark times and really great times, like last season. And I think we're quite reflective of that. And you know, as long as our players go out there and try their best, they'll always have a sort of cheering from them, and hopefully getting them to go to the next level. We'll see. I think Tuesday night game is being taken by the two coaches again, and I'm assuming Seb. So I think it's the same guys leading the team out on Tuesday, or in the better dugout on Tuesday. And I'm assuming there'll be decisions after that.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, on Unofficial Robins, as soon as we get any information, and I'm sure you'll get it at the same time, probably through the social media channels at Bracknell Town, you know, we'll obviously get that to you. But also, we will very much aim to get those good relationships with the new coaching team, so we can we can go and give you all the latest information that we can, but also just kind of get those relationships going, and maybe get the new coach on for a bit of a chat. That would be nice if we can do that.
You know what? That's what I'm hoping. What I'm hoping, and one other thing I'll say very positively about Bobby's tenure is he maintained an open relationship with the fans.
Yes.
And I think that's partly what's bred the spirit. You know, that I've heard a number of comments from opposition fans, actually, about how together everyone feels at Bracknell.
Mm.
You know, when we score, the players come and celebrate with us. When we're down, the fans are there trying to support the players, and you see it every day. And I've heard a few people say it, and I think that's partly reflective of Bobby's style. Where, you know, I always remember, what was it, last game of the season, having a couple of the fans in the dressing room with them as they celebrated their league win. You know. I know, but I
shouldn't have jumped in the showers with them. They weren't so pleased about that. But you know, I thought, well, they're here. Why not? Yes, absolutely.
I wasn't going to say that it was you in the showers but it's that sort of thing that makes all the difference. And of course, he's been very open in terms of interviews with ourselves. He's given us full access to the players. Which is great, and of course, hopefully the new manager will do that and give us that chance to try and try and communicate. Talking to a lot of the fans during the game and before the game on Friday, look, I think they all feel very similar. I think there's a degree of shock, a degree of disappointment, but I think all of them are just looking on now and saying, right, okay, what comes next, and let's hope we can not lose any momentum here and carry on in this good start to the season.
Absolutely. We're going to be, the next game is going to be at Bracknell Town at home against Chesham. So that's a bit of an extra one for us, isn't it?
Of course, we've got Chesham on Tuesday, and then it's down to Salisbury on Saturday. I don't know. Is there going to be a podcast out this week?
I do hope so. I think it will be good. Let's go and say there's going to be a podcast.
Yeah, there's going to be a podcast. No pressure, Mr. Pomery. But if you don't do one, you'll be letting us all down, including.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Look, James. Let's look forward. Let's see what the season comes. Let's pass that message on to the players. Well done on Friday night, guys. Really, really proud of you all. Seb, your management career is clearly going to go on from here,
isn't it? I can imagine. I think he needs the thick coat on him. And there was definitely a big. I don't know. I don't think it'd be Ron Atkinson. I don't know which manager we could go and link him to. I'm not particularly sure. Maybe a bit of Brian Clough, perhaps. But yes, he's or Graham Taylor. But absolutely fantastic. And we must say a big thank you to Seb for taking that on. You know, his fans. It's must have been difficult getting that positivity and in the dressing room. But definitely, they all did it. We look forward to the future, as always, on Bracknell Town, with Bracknell. And we would love to hear your views. We really will. At Unofficial Robins on Twitter or robinspodcast@gmail.com. And we're on all the Facebook as well. You can check us on there and all the socials. And just love to get your views, really. Hopefully the podcast will be with you very soon as well to hear all of the details about Salisbury, the drinking establishments, the food establishments, how to get there, and such like. So him and Sarah and Paul will give you all the details on that. But we'll be back with you, I dare say, very, very shortly on the Unofficial Robins.
Good night, James.
Good night. Ta-ta for now.